So imagine an employee quits their job on a Friday afternoon.
Right.
It's not some dramatic exit or anything, just a, you know, standard 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, totally normal.
Exactly. But then on Monday morning, they log into their corporate laptop from their living room couch. They access the company's central financial database, and they quietly download like 10,000 sensitive customer
Oh,
records.
wow. Yeah.
And they didn't hack into the system. They didn't break through a firewall or, you know, bypass some complicated security
The
perimeter.
company literally just forgot to take back their digital keys.
Exactly.
And I mean, that oversight happens constantly. We spend so much time worrying about external threats like, you know, the hooded hackers in dark basements that we completely overlook the most catastrophic vulnerability of all.
Which is the internal access privileges of our own workforce.
Absolutely.
Well, today we are unpacking the multi-million dollar industry that's trying to stop exactly that from happening. We're doing a deep dive into the massive world of identity and access management, or IAM.
It's a huge space right now.
It really is. And specifically, we are looking at the heavy hitter in this space, which is a platform called SailPoint. We're pulling from a comprehensive 2026 career and learning guide that focuses on the training ecosystem in Hyderabad, India.
Right, which has basically become the global epicenter for mastering this technology.
Yeah, the absolute hub. Okay, let's unpack this because this isn't just about writing code or, you know, clicking buttons in an IT department. This is literally about designing and managing the digital keys to the corporate kingdom.
It is the absolute foundational infrastructure of a modern enterprise. I mean, you can't run a business without it.
Right.
But before we get into the software itself or even the career path, we have to look at the market forces creating this insane demand.
Okay, lay it out for us.
We are currently facing a situation where enterprises are migrating their identity systems to the cloud much, much faster than the global education system can produce professionals who actually know how to run them.
I have to push back here, though. I mean, cybersecurity is a massive, highly funded field.
Oh, yeah.
And if I am a giant multinational bank, why do I need a specialized, dedicated platform and a whole team just for, like, identity management?
Right.
Doesn't Microsoft or Amazon AWS or Google already have security for this built into their enterprise packages? Like, why not just use what's in the box?
Well, what's fascinating here is that what's in the box cannot handle the sheer legal liability of a sprawling global corporation.
Wait, really? Just legal liability.
Yeah, the demand for specialized platforms like SailPoint isn't just about keeping bad guys out. It is driven by non-negotiable regulatory compliance. If you look at the financial sector, healthcare, or major tech firms, they are bound by strict government mandates.
You're talking about things like SOX in finance, HIPE in healthcare, and GDPR for data privacy in Europe.
Precisely. Let's take SOX, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, for example. It requires public companies to have verifiable controls over their financial reporting. So, if a government auditor walks into a bank in 2026 and asks, who exactly had the ability to view, edit, or delete this specific set of financial records at 2:00 p.m. on a Tuesday 3 months ago?
That is painfully specific.
Exactly. And they also ask, and who approved that access? If the bank cannot instantly produce a rock-solid tamper-proof report answering that question, they fail the audit.
And failing those audits means massive crippling financial penalties, right?
Oh, and massive hits to their stock price. Built-in tools just don't have that level of deep historical governance.
So the product isn't just security. The product is literally the legal proof of security.
That is the perfect way to summarize it. It's compliance-driven security.
Wow.
And the second major force driving this is how multinational corporations are restructuring their operations right now. We are seeing a massive expansion of global capability centers, or GCCs.
And this is where Hyderabad enters the picture.
Yes, exactly.
Because I know a GCC is basically when a global company, like a massive American insurer or a European bank,
Yeah.
decides not to outsource their tech work to a third party.
Right, they want to own it.
Yeah, they build their own dedicated in-house tech campus overseas instead.
They are keeping the critical operations strictly in-house, and Hyderabad has cemented itself as the premier destination for these hubs in India.
That makes sense.
The talent pool is deep, the infrastructure is there, and as a result, these global giants are running their worldwide identity governance operations straight out of Hyderabad.
Which is huge for anyone looking to get into this field.
Absolutely. NASSCOM, which is India's premier tech trade body, has even flagged identity and access management as one of the largest security opportunity areas for professionals right now.
Here's where it gets really interesting. because we need to visualize how a tool like SailPoint actually solves this massive compliance problem.
Right.
The best way I can think to describe it is by comparing corporate IT to a high-end nightclub.
I love this analogy.
Right. So if you use a single sign-on tool at work, like Okta, where you log in once in the morning and it opens all your apps, that's the bouncer at the front door of the club.
Right. Checking IDs.
Exactly. They check your ID, they verify you are who you say you are, and they let you in the building. But SailPoint, on the other hand, is the VIP manager walking around inside the club.
Because the bouncer only cares if you are allowed in the building.
Exactly.
The VIP manager tracks every single move you make once you are inside. They know exactly which back rooms your specific wristband allows you to enter, whether your job title grants you free drinks at the bar, and how long you're allowed to stay in the VIP lounge.
Yes. And crucially, if you get fired, the VIP manager is the one who instantly snips the wristband off your arm and escorts you out,
ensuring you can't sneak back into the DJ booth later.
Exactly. In industry terms, that VIP manager's job is called Identity Governance and Administration, or IGA. It's about managing the entire life cycle of an identity. But, you know, in 2026, how does that actually look under the hood? Because looking at the landscape, it's not just one software program. You have to learn multiple ecosystems.
Yeah, a major part of the complexity is that the corporate world is currently straddling two different eras of technology.
Right.
SailPoint actually has two primary platforms.
Okay.
First, you have Identity IQ, commonly called IIQ.
Okay.
This is their traditional on-premises platform. It is a beast of a system, incredibly powerful and highly customizable.
So this is for the really big players.
Oh, yeah. It is deeply embedded in massive older organizations like legacy banks or sprawling hospital networks that have massive mainframes and custom-built internal applications.
Stuff that simply cannot be migrated to the cloud overnight.
Exactly.
So if you are working with IAQ, you are basically dealing with the heavy, complex plumbing of an organization that has been around for 50 years.
You are. But the future, and where a massive amount of new hiring is focused right now, is on their newer platform, Identity Now.
Which they're increasingly calling Identity Security Cloud, right?
Yes, ISC. This is their cloud-native software-as-a-service offering. It's sleeker, it's updated continuously, and it's built for modern cloud-first companies.
Okay, so you kind of need both.
To be genuinely competitive in the job market, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot just learn one or the other. You have to understand how to govern the legacy on-premise systems and the modern cloud infrastructure simultaneously.
Let's talk about how these platforms actually function day to day. You mentioned lifecycle management earlier.
Yeah.
We've all been in that situation where you start a new job and you sit at your desk for 3 weeks waiting for IT to finally give you access to your email, Slack, and the HR portal.
It's the worst. And that is exactly what SailPoint eliminates through automation.
Oh, nice.
Lifecycle management means that the second HR enters a new hire's information into a system like Workday, SailPoint automatically detects that new identity.
So no one even has to tell it.
Nope. It figures out their job title and instantly provisions or creates accounts for them across every application they need. No manual IT tickets required.
That's incredible. And when they leave?
It triggers a domino effect that instantly revokes all of it.
But I imagine the other big piece of this is those audits you mentioned earlier. Like, how do you prove to the government that only the right people have access?
Through automated access certifications. In the old days, IT would send a massive, messy Excel spreadsheet to a department manager once a year.
Ugh, I've seen those.
Right. Asking them to review hundreds of employees' access rights. The manager would just rubber stamp it because it was too overwhelming.
Yeah, nobody has time for that.
But SailPoint automates that entire campaign. It sends targeted, bite-sized tasks to managers, forcing them to periodically review and certify that, yes, this specific analyst still needs access to this specific database.
And if they don't?
If the manager hits deny, the system automatically revokes the access. It creates a flawless, time-stamped paper trail for the auditors.
Okay, so the stakes are high, the tool is absolutely essential, and the regulatory environment makes it non-negotiable.
Exactly.
Which brings us to the most practical part of this deep dive for anyone listening. Because of this massive demand, particularly in hubs like Hyderabad, there is an absolute flood of boot camps and training institutes promising to turn you into a SailPoint architect in 4 weeks.
Oh, they are everywhere.
Right. If I search for training, I am bombarded with ads. How do I separate a legitimate, job-ready program from a glorified PowerPoint presentation?
It's one of the biggest traps in the tech transition right now. People pay good money to learn how to click around a user interface, which is entirely useless in a real enterprise environment.
So what should they look for?
We can look at benchmark institutes like SailPoint Masters, which operates under Brawley Academy in Hyderabad, to understand the anatomy of a genuine training program. There are very specific criteria you need to look for.
I would guess the biggest red flag is a curriculum that treats the software like a standalone app, rather than teaching you how to connect it to the rest of the company.
That is the primary issue. A legitimate curriculum has to go deep into the architecture. For example, they need to teach you about identity cubes.
Identity cube?
Yeah, an identity cube is SailPoint's term for a 360-degree digital profile of a person. It aggregates data from everywhere, HR systems, active directories, security badges, into one single source of truth for that employee.
Okay, I see.
If a training program isn't teaching you how to build and maintain those cubes, you aren't learning the software.
And what about managing the actual permissions? I saw the term RBAC thrown around a lot in these training guides.
RBAC stands for role-based access control. It's the logic engine of the whole operation.
How does that work?
Instead of an IT guy manually deciding, give John access to Salesforce, Jira, and the accounting folder, RBAC allows you to build a rule.
Oh.
It says, anyone with the job title Level 2 Financial Analyst automatically gets these 10 permissions. You are designing the template, not handpicking the permissions.
That scales so much better.
Exactly. A good training institute forces you to actually design and test complex RBAC models.
But you can't learn that level of enterprise logic just by reading a textbook, right? I mean, the software is too heavily customized for every company.
Which brings us to the trainer's experience. You need an instructor who has spent years in the trenches.
Right.
The data highlights professionals like Mrs. Devia, who leads training with over 8 years of hands-on IAM experience.
That's the kind of background you want.
Yeah, you want someone who has lived through a disastrous audit, who has dealt with a messy corporate merger where two different HR systems had to be integrated into one SailPoint environment.
Oh, a merger sounds like a nightmare for identity access.
It is. And that real-world troubleshooting is what you're actually paying for.
That makes total sense.
Right?
And it leads right into the necessity of hands-on labs. Reading slides is one thing, but if you sit down at a technical interview and they ask you to integrate an SAP connector and you've only ever read about it,
you're going to freeze.
Completely.
You need capstone projects. You need to be in a sandbox environment, actively writing the rules, automating the workflows, and running mock certification campaigns.
So if it's all theory, run away.
If an institute doesn't provide a live lab environment for you to break things and fix them, walk away.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room with these institutes.
Yeah.
Job placement. Every boot camp seems to promise a 100% placement rate.
Always.
It always sounds like empty marketing. What should someone actually be looking for to verify these claims?
Look for an established parent institute with a long, verifiable track record. Using that same benchmark, SailPoint Masters operates under an established academy, Brawley Academy, that has run over 145 batches with thousands of placements.
Okay, so real history.
Exactly. They report a very specific 91.32% placement rate for this particular IAM program with over 1,000 students trained.
That specific number definitely sounds more credible than just 100%.
What you want is an institute that doesn't just hand you a certificate, but actively provides resume building for the cybersecurity niche.
Right.
They should conduct grueling mock technical interviews and have direct scheduling partnerships with recruiters at those GCCs we talked about earlier.
So what does this all mean for your day-to-day life and, well, your wallet?
The fun part.
Let's say you put in the time, you find the right institute, and you learn the architecture. I think the biggest hesitation for people looking at cybersecurity is the technical barrier to entry. Do you need to be a hardcore software developer to get into this field?
The short answer is no.
Okay, good.
You do not need to be a traditional software engineer writing thousands of lines of Python or C++ to start. The initial learning curve is about understanding logic and workflows.
That's a relief for a lot of people.
However, to advance beyond a junior administrative role, you are going to have to become a bit of a technical polyglot. You have to understand the surrounding technology stack.
Because SailPoint doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's the VIP manager, but it has to talk to the bouncers, the bartenders, and the building owner.
Exactly. You become the bridge between different systems. For example, practical training will force you to learn BeanShell.
BeanShell, what's that?
BeanShell is a lightweight Java-based scripting language. SailPoint Identity IQ relies heavily on Bean Shell to write custom rules,
Oh, like what kind of rules?
like creating a highly specific condition for when an intern is allowed to access a database. You don't need to be a master Java developer, but you need to know how to write those scripts.
Got it. You also have to understand where the company actually stores all its user data, right?
Yes. You will need a solid grasp of Active Directory, which is essentially the master digital phone book and login system for Windows environments.
That makes sense.
You also need to understand cloud platforms like AWS and Azure and relational databases like Oracle. You are essentially learning the plumbing of the entire corporate infrastructure so you can route the identity governance through it.
Let's talk numbers. Based on the 2026 data for the Indian market, how does mastering all this plumbing actually translate financially?
The financial trajectory is incredibly steep, entirely because of the supply and demand gap. Enterprises are desperate.
So what are we looking at for a beginner?
For a fresher, someone entering the field with 0 to 2 years of experience starting salaries range from 4 to 8 lakhs per annum.
Which is a very strong baseline in the current tech landscape.
It is, but the mid-level is where the acceleration happens. At 3 to 5 years, you jump to 7 to 15 LPA.
Wow, it's a big jump.
And at the senior level, roughly 6 to 10 years of experience navigating these complex integrations, you command 15 to 25 LPA.
That's serious money.
And if you reach the lead or solution architect level, designing the global identity framework for a multinational corporation, you are looking at 25 to 40 plus LPA.
Those are incredible numbers. But if I'm a hiring manager at a top-tier consulting firm and a resume comes across my desk, how do I know the candidate actually has that architect-level knowledge? A boot camp certificate isn't going to cut it for a 40-lakh salary.
No, it's not. That is where official vendor certifications come into play. SailPoint Identity University offers highly rigorous certification tracks.
Okay, like what?
You have the IdentityNow Administrator exam, which costs around 20,750 rupees, and it scales up to the Identity IQ Architect exam, which runs about 37,350 rupees.
That is a massive financial investment just for the privilege of taking a test. Why are they so crucial?
Because they aren't just multiple choice quizzes you can memorize. They are grueling, practical examinations of your ability to deploy and rescue an enterprise system.
So it's proof you can actually do the job under pressure.
Exactly. When a recruiter sees that official architect certification, it is an objective, undeniable signal that you can handle a crisis. It separates the true professionals from the candidates who just watched a few tutorial videos on YouTube.
Okay, we've covered the mechanics, the training, and the financial upside. But tech moves at a breakneck pace. We have to look at the future horizon.
We do.
If someone is investing months of their life and thousands of rupees into mastering this specific platform in 2026, we have to ask, is SailPoint going to get replaced? I hear a lot about other massive security platforms like CyberArk or Savint. Why is SailPoint the safe bet?
To understand the landscape, you have to realize that identity and access management isn't just one thing. It has distinct, specialized disciplines.
Okay, break that down for me.
So, CyberArk is a phenomenal platform, but its core focus is privileged access management, or PM. CyberArk is designed to lock down the super admin accounts, the literal keys to the server rooms, and the root access password.
Right, the really sensitive stuff.
Meanwhile, Okta dominates single sign-on, making the login experience seamless for the end user.
So they each have their own territory. Where does SailPoint plant its flag?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, SailPoint's territory is deep, complex governance.
Governance, okay.
When an enterprise has 100,000 employees spanning 50 countries, dealing with three different national privacy laws, and they need to constantly certify and audit every single granular permission, SailPoint is the heavyweight champion.
What about Sandman?
Sandman is doing great work combining cloud IGA and PAM, but for sheer administrative depth and legal compliance, enterprises rely on SailPoint.
And how is that heavyweight champion adapting to a world where artificial intelligence is fundamentally changing how IT operates?
That is actually the most exciting frontier of the job right now. The role of the SailPoint professional is shifting from manual configuration to governing AI engines.
Really? How so?
The platform is increasingly layering in AI for identity analytics and anomaly detection.
Give me an example of how that changes the day-to-day security.
Traditionally, if a marketing associate suddenly requested access to a raw financial database at 3 a.m., a human IT admin would have to spot that request in a queue, realize it was weird, and deny it.
Which takes time, and they might miss it.
Exactly. Today, the AI spots the behavioral anomaly instantly. It knows that no one in marketing has ever requested that database, let alone at 3 a.m. It flags it or blocks it before a human even sees it.
It sounds like AI is also changing how those RBAC rules are built.
Yes, it's a process called role mining. Instead of a human spending weeks interviewing department heads to figure out what software a new sales role needs, the AI analyzes the peer group.
Oh, that's smart.
It says, okay, the other 50 people with this job title use these 12 apps daily. I will automatically generate a role template based on that behavior. Your job as a professional is to review and approve the AI's logic rather than building it from scratch.
We also have to talk about zero trust. That buzzword is everywhere.
Zero trust is the death of the old perimeter model. The old model was log in once in the morning and we trust you all day.
Which is how most of us still think about it.
But zero trust means continuous policy-based access verification. Even if you are already inside the system, SailPoint is the engine constantly checking your context.
So it's always watching.
Is this person still on a secure network? Did their risk profile change in the last 5 minutes? If anything shifts, it revokes the access mid-session.
Wow. But the shift that really caught my eye in the research is machine identity management. We've spent this whole time talking about employees getting hired and fired, but enterprises are now deploying massive numbers of non-human accounts.
Bots, automated scripts, service accounts, RPA workflows, they're everywhere.
Right, like an automated billing bot that is programmed to wake up at 3 a.m., scrape data from the customer relationship manager, and push it into the accounting software. That bot needs a username, a password, and access permissions. It has an identity.
And governing those machine identities is becoming the most complex challenge in the industry. Because a bot doesn't sleep, it doesn't take vacations, it doesn't complain to HR if its access is broken.
Which means it can be a massive silent threat.
So if a hacker hijacks a service account, the anomaly looks very different than a hijacked human account. Managing the lifecycle of tens of thousands of automated bots alongside human workers is the new core responsibility for an IAM architect.
Which brings us to the core takeaway for you today. Identity and access management is not some passing tech fad. It is the compliance-mandated structural reality of the modern enterprise.
Absolutely.
And if you're willing to put in the work, getting hands-on, highly technical training that bridges both legacy and cloud environments, passing those rigorous certifications and understanding the surrounding infrastructure, you are looking at a highly viable path to a deeply stable, lucrative career.
It is one of the rare fields where the demand consistently outstrips the supply, and the problems you are solving are genuinely critical to the survival of the business.
But I want to leave you with one final thought to ponder, building on that last point about bots and AI. If platforms like SailPoint are increasingly relying on artificial intelligence to automatically mine roles, spot anomalies, and govern access, and the identities requesting that access are increasingly non-human bots and automated scripts, are we moving toward a future where human IT admins are completely locked out of the conversation?
That is the million-dollar question.
Will you just be sitting back, watching intelligent machines negotiate with other intelligent machines over who gets the digital keys to the kingdom? Something to think about.